All right, so my name is Steve, and I am a food addict, and I'm so blessed to be here. I love this meeting. I love this group, and I love all the waves. Yes, yay, yay. I got asked by Barb to speak, and I said, you know, I've already done this once before, and she said, great, we need to hear it again. So I have no clue what I said the first time. It's out there in the inner sphere, but I thought I would just share my experience, strength, and hope with you all, you lovely people, you people that keep me abstinent and serene on a daily basis. I try to hit this meeting every day. This is my go-to. This is my security blanket, if you will. This is the place that I come to find peace, especially when the day's going on. It's 3 o'clock here in San Antonio, Texas. And so I'm usually at work, and I put you guys on, and I watch, and I keep my camera on while I'm working, and I'm listening to this amazing meeting, and I'm just peaceful. And it hits me at the time that I need it the most, and I'm grateful for that. So thank you all for having this meeting and for letting me speak. I came to OA, by another group. I was, sober in AA, and, I didn't realize or didn't think that I had a problem with food. I mean, I was, you know, almost 400 pounds, but I didn't think I had a problem with food. Because once I stopped drinking, because I was really, really sick and, was in the hospital with pancreatitis and I ended up having to stop, you know, for health reasons. And then also I was addicted to the substance. And then I started doing the 12 steps. Man, the weight came off as soon as I stopped drinking. And then I got healthier. And then I started eating like I normally would eat. And then I kept gaining. And I just kept getting bigger. And I didn't know what was going on. And everything hurt. And I couldn't stop. And there was an afternoon that I came into this office right here, and my desk has a drawer that pulls out for the keyboard, you know, and that was my secret stash. That's where I kept all the goodies. The secretary in the front office would have all kinds of, you know, fun little treats in the jar, and I would walk by and just grab a handful when nobody was looking and come back and shove it underneath my desk. And then I would just reach underneath the desk and grab a piece and eat it, you know, just constantly all day long. And then whenever I was out, I would wait, and then I would go back and make sure nobody was in there, and I would grab more and come to find out one of my biggest defects is that I like to hide. And I don't want people to see who I really am. And I don't want you to see what I'm eating. And if you're like me, you would eat in the car. You would eat an extra meal when nobody's watching. You would be cleaning the dishes and eating. You know, it's like I could eat sensibly in front of everybody. But I was just very obese and I could not stop. I could not stop. And then one day I went back to the dish where my secretary had it, and it was empty. And I came back and I looked in my office and I reach underneath the desk and there's nothing there except wrappers. And I look at my trash can. It's filled with wrappers. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm eating against my will. I'm doing exactly what I was doing with alcohol. And then I was like, I heard about this program from a guy who was in it. And I called him up and I was like, where's a meeting? And he was like, dude, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, there's something wrong here. I don't know what's going on. I do not want another program. I do not want another 12-step program. I don't, but I can't stop. I don't know how to do this. I tried doing the 12 steps on my own with this, but man, I have a guy that always says, if you're trying to sponsor yourself, you've got an idiot for a sponsor. You know? And so I called him up and he said, well, there's a meeting on the other side of town, and I took off. And I went and I sat in that meeting and I told them what was going on in my life, and they just nodded their heads and they understood what I was saying. And they looked at me and they said, welcome home. Welcome home. You found it. This is the solution. This is the solution to an easier, softer way. You do not have to eat like that anymore. In fact, how about just for today? You don't have to eat like that today. And so I found a home group and I went to an OA meeting, an in-person OA meeting, let's see, it's been 9 years now that I've been in OA, and I've been abstinent for those 9 years. And it was March that I did that, March 17th. And I came home and I told my wife that I went to an OA meeting, and she goes, don't tell me you have another addiction. I mean, like literally, like just, she's like, you're already gone, you know? And man, talk about the family afterwards. I mean, we were really struggling at this time. We were having a lot of issues, and within about 7 months from there, we ended up divorcing, and it was just dark. It was so dark, but I couldn't stop. I had to have this program. I had to have this solution. I needed that serenity. I needed that peace because everything just hurt. And I was just, everything hurt. And it wasn't just the physical hurts. Man, my soul was hurting. I did not know that I was trying to fill it with food. And it just, I just couldn't. So I got a sponsor and I went through the steps again in a new program. And I went through the steps again and she took me through the steps in a whole different way. And it was beautiful and it was revealing. And I mean, the first time I did the steps, I had 9 people on my 4th step and I thought that was fearless and thorough. And then I get to this program and I got 99 people. Man, oh my gosh, I was riding my ass off just every single day, just riding. And I was like, I just one thing at a time, one name at a time, one thing at a time. And I just got through it. I just kept plowing through it because I knew that if my higher power could relieve me from the compulsion to drink, that my higher power could relieve the compulsion to eat and could relieve the compulsion for sugar and for chocolate and for desserts and for whatever, you name it, more, you know? And so I was desperate for that. And you all had the lifeline and I went after it and I kept working every single day and I would write every single day. And somewhere along the way, and it didn't take long in OA, it really didn't. It didn't take long. The desire to want to eat sweets was gone. And I can't tell you the day that it disappeared. I just know that all of a sudden I wasn't thinking about it anymore. And I didn't do that. I had nothing to do with that at all. I was just doing the work that was set in front of me by another person that had been through the steps. And I listened to what she had to say, and she worked me through all 12 steps. I ended up divorcing my wife, and it was difficult and hard, but I didn't eat over it. In fact, I dove it harder into my program. I dove harder into the solution. I got closer with my higher power. Lo and behold, 9 months after that, COVID hit, and my wife and I ended up talking more and getting back together and thinking, "This, what did we do?" And she ended up in a new program. I was in this program. We started talking program. Wouldn't you know it, we found some similarities. And now we're still married. And we got remarried, in fact. And it was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And now we share program together. We go to meetings together. We talk about food together and we have a solution and it's not each other. You know, she's not my higher power anymore, you know, and I don't have to hide anything from her anymore. I can just be me. This is the greatest gift that this program has given me, is just being vulnerable and real. And I don't have to mask anything or try to act a certain way. I stand up and talk in front of people for a living. That's part of my job and my vocation. And I don't offer bullshit. I offer real things. I get to tell a group of people basically about 12 steps and they don't even realize they're getting it, you know. I don't know. You may not know that or not, but I'm a pastor and I preach, you know, recovery basically to a group of people in a church every single weekend. And they keep coming back, and because this is it. This is the solution. This is a spiritual program. I was resistant to the whole God thing. I did not want to talk about God with you guys. No, I was not going to talk about God because y'all didn't know. I went to school for this. Yeah, you know, y'all didn't know about God. But and then all of a sudden I realized, no, you guys know so much more. You guys know so. You have got such deep, beautiful relationships with a higher power that I'm desperate to learn more about. Some of y'all have got badass higher powers and I'm like, can I borrow yours for an afternoon? You know? And what I've come to find out is that, you know, I don't know how many people are in this meeting right now, 63 people in this meeting. There's at least 63 understandings of what a higher power is. And that's gorgeous. And that's beautiful, which means mine is mine and it's not right or wrong. It's just mine. And the God that I came in with whenever I was still sick is the same God. I've changed and I've learned more about this amazing higher power who never left me. You know, I believe that my God is in with and under me, is all surrounding me. I'm the one that looks the other way. I'm the one that doesn't want to be a part of it. So I learned some tricks in this program, some tools, if you will, some the spiritual toolkit, you know, that was offered to me. I learned a few things that helped me on the daily basis, and I thought this time I would share a little bit about some of those things. My favorite thing is getting grounded in steps 10 and 11, and if you haven't gotten to steps 10 or 11, that is okay. Today's the day to go to it. Today's the day to go read about it. Go to page 83 and read 83 through 88 and just become familiar with it. I was told early on in program, read 86 through 88 every single morning. 86 through 88 every single morning. Start it on awakening and read it. It says when you wake up, read it. I'm going to talk about that one in a minute, but what I found out is that both 10th and 11th step have a similar prayer in it, and it's thy will be done. Thy will be done. Now, Bill kind of stole that from another prayer, but thy will be done. And I'm a very tactile person. And so I touch my fingertips every time I say that thy will be done. I do this thousands of times a day because my mind wanders and I start thinking about the weirdest crap of all, or all of a sudden I'll watch a commercial about a new candy bar and I'm like, man, I wonder what that would, oh, come on, thy will be done. And I'll realize I'm letting the world, I'm letting the self take over, and I'm not focused on what my higher power is asking of me. And so I say, thy will be done. And this happens all the time. I'm up at church giving communion and I'm blessing elements and stuff, and literally my mind is going crazy and I'm like, thy will be done. I'm touching my fingers, and some people know about it and they'll ask me later on, what were you thinking about? And I'm like, I'm not telling you. You're never going to know what I was thinking about. No. You don't want inside here. This is a bad neighborhood. So thy will be done is one of my favorite tools that I use on a daily basis. The other one is on page 84. When we get to step 10, there's this beautiful part where it says, continue to watch for selfishness, dishonesty, resentment, and fear. We're told to, that's going to happen on a daily basis. You are going to find yourself some point in time today. You probably already have. Even if you just woke up in Australia, you probably have already felt resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid. And when these things crop up, it says immediately turn to God. Thy will be done. Immediately offer these things up to God. And then talk to somebody about it. And maybe your sponsor, maybe another person in program, maybe your spouse, maybe your dog. I don't care, but talk to somebody, get it out, give it some air, because if not, the secrets stay inside. And that's what makes me want to eat. So get rid of it. Talk about it. Get it out. So you talk to God, you talk to another person. And then the next part is you try to figure out, do I need to make amends for something? Did I do something that maybe that's why this is wrestling around? Because honestly, when I have a problem, I'm the issue because I'm the one that has the problem. I was pissed when I figured out that all my resentments are all about me because they're my resentments. And that's the big word, my. So that's what it tells us in step 10, that if you're resentful, selfish, dishonest, or afraid, congratulations, you got the issue. It's you. Talk to somebody. Talk to your higher power and then go make amends for it. And then the last part's my favorite. Get off your ass and go serve somebody. Go help somebody. Go take a grocery cart in. Go hold the door open for somebody. Call somebody and check on them. Whatever you got to do, get out of your head. My sponsor tells me that serving others solves all my problems. Serve. Go out and help somebody. So that's that 10th step. That my sponsor says that's your walking around piece. That means you need to check yourself every day, every single day. What's going on? When my emotion, you ever felt like you're vibrating because you're so pissed, right? He says, there you go. What's really going on? That's your fear. Have you talked to God? No, I'm just pissed. You know, well, let's pause. Let's talk to God. Now you're going to tell me what's really going on. And now you're going to tell me how you're going to go talk about yourself and fix it and tell what you did wrong. And then you go help somebody. And I hate it because it works. And I love righteous indignation and I can't afford it. I just can't afford it. And then if you turn the page, you get to page 86 through 88. Bill was really brilliant when they were writing this thing down. Bill and Bob and all those 100, when they were writing this thing down, it says, when we retire at night, and the original manuscript, it says, when we rise in the morning. And then the next paragraph says, on awakening. It doesn't say that in the original manuscript. It says next. In other words, these are meant to be together. So in other words, whenever you wake up, it's an opportunity for you to reflect. Where did you see God yesterday? Where was your higher power at yesterday? Because I'm pretty sure it was everywhere. And then on awakening invites us to say, where are you going to see your higher power today? And you lay your day out in front of it. I love pulling my calendar out and saying, God, you're there. I will see you later this afternoon. I can't wait to see you. Almost like where's Waldo? But it's not like you have to search and find. It's like constantly there, there, there. The moments that I can't find my higher power is because I'm too focused on me. I'm too focused on my own stuff, my own problems. I see it, Kendra. You're good. I see it. Yeah. So I would invite you all to spend some time in 83 with the promises of the ninth step, the 10th step on 84, and then 86 through 88 to get that step 11, which ultimately pushes us through the resentment, the selfishness, the dishonesty, and the fear to get to where we're actually of maximum service to our fellows. There's nothing that feels better. Man, I don't think about food when I'm helping you. Period. That's mind blowing. I didn't know that was real. And so I keep coming back to these meetings because they have changed my life. And, some of y'all know that I also do music and stuff, and I'm working on a musical for a recovery musical, and I'm having the greatest time writing all kinds of things about it and stuff. But I wrote a song, 6 years ago, right before COVID hit. That's my recovery song, and it was just for me. And it was something that I just wanted to do just for me. Because I it's my release, you know, it's something that I love to do. And then my sponsor heard it and he goes, you got to share it. And so he told me to share it whenever I do my speaker meetings. And so I'm going to share the song with you. And I think I got the microphone where you can actually hear the guitar. I don't know. We'll find out. But so you can tell me if you can hear, can you hear this? You can hear? Okay, good. All right. Well, in the last 3 minutes and 10 seconds, I'm going to share with you my recovery song. It's called Welcome Home. Funny enough, right? I raise my hand, walk to the front. Found a desire and I'm all teared up. You clap your hands, shout out my name. Keep coming back, Steve, you'll never be the same. Welcome home, welcome home. You got 12 steps to go, but you're not alone. 'Cause we're here. You'll see, we'll walk with you if you're just a little willing to come home. Come home, welcome home. Well, I'm still here counting my days. Higher power holds me up. Somehow I'm okay. I found my chair here in this place. People all around me are happy to see my face. 'Cause I'm home. Welcome home. I got 12 steps to go, but I'm not alone. 'Cause you're here. I see, you'll walk with me if I'm just a little willing to come home, come home. I'm kneeling down and I'm holding your hand. Never thought I'd learn to pray from another sober man. And I find peace. And I find grace. I find my higher power in the damnedest place. And he's in me. And he's in you. He's in that newcomer who's longing to Come home, welcome home. You got 12 steps to go, but you're not alone. 'Cause I'm here, you'll see. I'll walk with you if you're just a little willing to come home. Come home, welcome home. Thank you, guys.